I don't think Tunch could be in as good of a mood as we are, but we'll send it over to him for Tunch's keys to the game.
Thanks, Missy. Now, I know as I give you my three keys, Labs is going to want to hear, don't get hurt, don't get hurt, don't get hurt. But that's not what I'm going to do, Missy. I'm going to focus on the Cleveland Browns. Key number one, jump on them early and keep on them. And I know I've said that before, but this is really important. I'll tell you why it's important. These guys are 0-15. In their minds, the cars are packed. The engine's running. They're ready to go on their offseason. Now, I don't know what it's like to be 0-15. I can only speculate. But I know if I'm 0-15, I'm thinking about, where am I going on vacation? Where am I going this week on an adventure? And I think that's what is happening to the Cleveland Browns. Guys, at the end of the season, the last game of the year, they're thinking, man, I don't want to get hurt this last game and start the offseason with an injury. So start early. Get on them. Don't take your foot off the accelerator. Key number two is on the defensive side of the ball. Basically, there's two guys you have to stop on the Cleveland Browns offense, and that's Isaiah Crowell, their running back, and that's Josh Gordon. Now, when you watch DeShone Kizer, and I'm not sure how much better he's gotten since week one, but one of the things you'll notice about him is he's a quick rhythm passer, and when he does that quick rhythm stuff, when he knows where he's going prior to the snap of the ball, when he's got a pre-snap read, that's when he's good. But when you watch him hold on to the ball a little bit, he gets very impatient. He gets impatient with the receivers, and he'll force the ball into coverage. He gets impatient with the offensive line, and he'll start scrambling because he'll see pressure that's not always there. Now, a lot of times, the pressure is there. But the other thing you see is he's going to force the ball to Josh Gordon. So whoever's covering Josh Gordon, man, you could come up with a pick or two this week. So make sure you stop Josh Gordon on the back end and stop Isaiah Crowell on the front end. Key number three is pick up the blitz. These guys are going to blitz you coming off the bus. As a matter of fact, as I'm watching film on their defense, they're almost blitzing on every play. And what that tells me is they're not good enough to get to the quarterback with four. Now, Greg Williams is their defensive coordinator, and we know Greg Williams from his days with the Tennessee Titans. But what they want to do is get pressure. And the way they're doing that is bringing safeties, corners, off the slot, in the middle, bringing linebackers. They run that Fire X more than the Steelers run the Fire X. So make sure you're on cue with where you're supposed to be and pick up the blitz. I'm Tunch Ilkin, and these are my three keys to the game.
All right, Lab still wants to say, don't get hurt, don't get hurt.
What are the three keys? Would you explain to that not-so-young man?
Don't get hurt, yeah, seriously, don't get hurt.
All right.
It is, we're unanimous.
I think that's it for 2017. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you're going to put this here,
I know.
This is going to happen.
I know.
Okay?
I know
it's irritating. I know you're tired of it by now. I didn't set this up. I came in for work today. This thing was sitting in front of where I sit, like I'm not supposed to go.
Well, you can keep it, okay? And you can take it home.
There's extra ones to send home with her for her two-year-old.
Oh, that'll be entertaining.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. All right, thank you so much for joining us for all of 2017, especially for today. We really appreciate it. That's going to do it for Steelers Live. We will see you in 2018. Ah, mine didn't go off. There we go.